Mamanov.
We did a lot of that. We actually did a lot of Hanukkah, but
came for the Hanukkah
not,
party.
Not today and yesterday. We did. Okay, tomorrow, but Ezra Hashem. Okay, Sunday. Hanukkah. Will Sunday be Erev Hanukkah? Erev Hanukkah. Okay. We left off by the Fichuch. Are we live? Okay. So Gemara says like this. Gemara says Lefichach, yeah. Right after Yishalash Adam Shnaisav, says, Lo Tzich Liyomi, Lefichach Nikru Rishonim Seifrin, Shehayu Seifrin Kol Ois Yishu B'Toyra. Now, sounds like the Gemara is saying, Lefichach is therefore, because of what we just said, the Rishonim, the early generations were called Seifrim because they would count all the letters in the Torah. Now, Lechayr, there's no connection between what we just said and the fact that they counted all the letters in the Torah. What's Lefichach? So Rashi says, Enechinami, Milzabapi Napshihi. Milzabapi Napshi means, Rashi is saying, Lefichach is not therefore. Lefichach is like saying, this is why the Rishonim are called Seifrim. Because he counted all the oysters in the Torah. Therefore also means this is why. Because of this, therefore this. But here, Lefichach is not going back to what he said before.
Where else is that done?
I don't know.
Right.
Here, Kedushin of Lam.
It's not Hebrew.
Lefichach Nikru, Rishonim Seifrim, Rishonim Seifrim, Rishonim Seifrim.
Gives a better answer.
They're called, this is why. If you want to know why, the Rishonim were called Rishonim. Called Seifrim is because they would count all the Oysters of the Torah. Yeah. What? It could be Pshat. It could be Pshat.
Anything could be.
As the Rashi says, Mosim Bapi Napshi. That's what he means, Zechor. That's what he means. According to Rashi, I think that is Pshat. The question is if there's another Pshat. Yeah. So, the Makne wants to say Pshat that there is a connection. The Fichach is literally not Milsi Bapi Navsha, but it's Mamish Ahemshech from what we said before. So, what's the Pshat? So the Makna says like this. We saw in the Rambam yesterday that this whole Gemara is only on Tchilas Limudoy Shal Adam. Then you split it up 3, 3, and 3. But when he gets bigger, then he has to spend most of his time on Talmud. That's what the Rambam said. Right? The Agoyis Maimon has said it's based on the Gemara in Eilam Metzias. And the Rambam understood that our Gemara is going on the first stage, and the Gemara Eilam Metzias is going on the later stage. Okay? So the Makna says like this. Va'inyanu, ki b'yemei rishonim sh'ayelam roichav leiv, v'aysa ha'torah v'kabbalah amitis b'shoresh ha'ta'amim v'loi machloikes. The earlier generations that had such a clarity in the Torah before Machloikas began, and they're very, very clear Masorah, right? Loi Hoyet Sorech Arichas Kol Kach B'Talmud. So by them, meaning a lot of the Arichas in the Talmud is based on things we're not sure about. You know, how to apply certain things in Torah Shabbal Peh, or what was the exact Masorah in this thing, Machloikas in, and that's what a lot of the Talmud is. So he's saying the Rishonim, the earlier Doris, didn't have to spend as much time on the Talmud the way the Rambam says it. Therefore, they had more time to spend on dissecting the actual letters of the Torah, the Chaseiris, the Yiseiris, how to break up the words, how to break up the letters, which is a Chokhmah. We don't necessarily know. We can count the letters and get it totally wrong. According to our counting, which we'll see soon, the counting of the they had a different way of counting. They spent much more time on that chokhmah called the Gduke Soifer. Again, I roy lahem. Therefore, for them, it was roy lechalek azman shchush patar shemksav. By them it was right to spend a shlish on that, because that's very not pashut. Counting doesn't just mean counting, obviously. It means it's different chokhm of how to count and what to count. So that was worth a shlish of their time. But after the generations became smaller and they became less connected to the roots, the machlekes became more, the sveikas became more. The later generations should not be sveikas, but all kinds of sveikas develop. And more machlekes develop. It comes out that the ikar learning of Talmud is very, very difficult to get it clear. We came to Dibri Talmud, Him Chayenu Barich Yamenu. That's our lifeblood. The Das Din Torah Sharshim. They have a clarity in the halacha. They have a clarity in the Torah Shabbat Peh. Because we have to have a clarity in the Talmud. Mutzarech Gvoya Yoisim is Duzai Soikim. And that's more Noigeya that we live our lives than, you know, the Duke Soifrim, which is a nice chokhma to know, but it doesn't really affect us as much. Okay, therefore, Mishur, they have Shudim Akrois. Once you know Pashur Chumash, Yasub Mikra Beitim, then, like the Rambam says, Chazir it once in a while, but spend most of your time on Talmud, like Kamash Kosovo Rambam. Oh. Varei, be made Rabbi Yosef Shaisa Daitim Chava Harbei, Mida Seinu. In the times of Yosef, that their das was much greater than ours. Even then, most of their time was spent on Talmud. They were not such bekeim in these matters. That's it. It says to split up your time one third on Mikra. But that only applies to the Rishonim. That's why it says right after this. He's saying it's a little bit different than the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself, we understood that this formula applies to all the generations. Just it's the first stage. After that, you have to spend most of your time in Talmud. But the Machna is saying, but by the generations of the Rishonim, the second part of that Rambam is not applicable. But the generations of Rishonim didn't need as much time to spend Ikar Limud and B'Talmud, because it was simpler. It was clearer. Less Sveikas, less Machleksin. So Mamela, they were able to spend Mamish, Shlish B'Mikra. Not just at the beginning stage, but all the stages. Mamela, they became Bekiim in Diktuke Soifer. Whoever they, whatever this generation is talking about, the earlier generations.
No, whatever was the Gemara itself.
Some before that, before the generation the Tanayim, of the Gemara. No, Rishonim here means before the generation of the Gemara. Whatever stage
because
it needs.
The Mishnah is made up of the Machlokes.
Whatever stage, whatever stage Rishonim is, he's saying a stage where it was much clearer. The stage where what he's saying was much clearer. So Mamela, they were able to become experts in that account. Because they attack a spent Shlish B'Mikra. And that's Lefichach.
That's a very nice explanation. I'm trying to figure out where this fits it in.
Why not? No, he's explaining the Hemshchag of the Gemara.
The time of the Malachim.
Oh, when were the Rishonim alive? Whatever, earlier generation. Was it Pshat the...
Because your pshat is built upon the fact that they didn't have as much machloket as
you did.
If I go back to the people I would consider meaning Chazal.
No, coming before that even.
Look at Rashi. Is Rashi saying this is the time?
By Yisrishin. It's brought down that the first machloket in Mishnayos is already by Sheni. I think, no. So the Chanukah.
Where's Rashi quoting from? Is Rashi talking about just making a word?
Which Rashi? Which
connection? Or are you saying that's actually sofer? Nikra Rishonim sofer.
The Chesiv and Mishpachay sofer Yeshu Yavetz. I don't know. I guess that's an example of them.
So that's that Divrei. Yeah. Who's talking about?
No,
whoever they are.
Because other than the
that's early.
other than the Nevi'im, many times Torah was probably lost amongst that.
What do you mean?
There were times like under Menashe when they almost managed to
write things. Okay, we're talking about people who knew.
So I said the Nevi'im.
I was much closer.
Doesn't have to be Nevi'im.
Much closer than I see now.
Yeah, it's not Dafka Nevi'im or necessarily, but early enough that the Machlekes was not as rampant. It means people who knew. It doesn't mean the whole klal. The Talmid Chachamim of that door, or whatever that is. Yeah.
What they're spending their time.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying, how did they get to such a proficiency and to do in this chachma, which we don't really know anymore? Because they actually spent a shlish. But not just like the Rambam says at the beginning. The whole time. Why were they able to do that? Because the svar of the Rambam that we have to spend ikar in Yuna and Talmud was in Ogeya as much for them. So we have to do that. That's much more Ogeya for us. Can't spend a shlish in the Ktukei Sofer. But they did. Yeah, Erech Nam, you're right. Rashi brings Divrei Yomim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Look up what door it's referring to over there. Mishpachei Sofer, Yoshvei Yait, whatever that is, whoever those are. At that stage, he's talking about that stage. I would think it means like before. By his Rishon, times like those, times before Golis, before things became more. It's brought. Where, it's brought somewhere that the.
No, but there were a lot of. The first Machlekes. In those times, there was a lot of, a large part of it were very low people.
Very what?
Unless you're going right back to David.
Whatever.
Early years. No, because after that, once after Shlomo, things really deteriorated.
But not in terms.
You couldn't find a Sefer Torah, and not get to understand what it was.
Yeah, I understand, but not in terms of.
They brought some guy, like a sofa. Interesting, they call him a sofa, right? And said, like, what is this? It's a Sefer Torah.
Really?
And this is Chizkiyahu saying, like, what is this?
Yeah, right, and then he brought it back. Yeah, it's.
Okay. Was a big duke on the talk of that one? No, I'm saying it's interesting, they put him a sofa. He wasn't writing Sefer Torah, was it? It's interesting. Okay. He knew. It's like obviously a group of people that were those who knew.
Okay. Fine. So what did they say? So the Sofer counted all the words of the Torah. What did they say? Shahayu Oimrim. They would say, what would they say? So, they'd say, first of all, Vav the Gokhoin, Chetzer, and Shalayzer, Shal Sefer Torah. The Vav and the word Gokhoin is exactly the middle letter of the Sefer Torah. What is that? Parsha Shmini, right? Dorish, Dorash. That's definitely Shmini. Chetz and Shaltevis. That's the middle of the words of the Torah. Vizgalach. That's the middle of the Pesukim of the Torah. Yichar Semenach Chazim Yar. Ayin the Yar. The Ayin in the word Yar is Chetz and Shaltilim. That's the middle of Tilim.
It was after that moment. we're getting a time frame.
Ayin of Yar, that's the middle of Tilm. Rachim Yichaper Ovoin, that's Chet of the Psukim, that's the middle of the Psukim. Now, just Stama Ha'ora, by the Sefer Torah, it gives you the middle of letters, words, and Psukim. By Tilm, it only gives you the middle of letters and Psukim, not words. Not words. So, Rishash says, "Lichoyre b'mashma," that by Dylan, the middle of letters is and middle of words is the same thing. That's lichoyre b'mashma. Why else? Why else did we leave it out?
Yeah.
Oh, one second. Hold on. No. Well, no. Zok the Rishash. Zok the Rishash. It would seem that that the both the middle. We do like Amichetim Shal Oisias. Kedama Gam Misip Torah. Right. It only says Ayin of Yar is the middle of Tilim. Doesn't say the middle of letters. But Misip Torah it says middle of letters, middle of words. Here it just says middle. And it doesn't mention anything about the words. So the Rishash says, it'd be mashma that Ya'ar is also in the middle in terms of words. That's be mashma. He said, and therefore the Gemara included both at the same time. Because that's what the Gemara included both at the same time without saying both things. He says, Ulam Tarachti Menisim, he says, however, I counted, Umatsasi Asher Tevis Demirash Sefer Admi Ya'ar, and I found that the words from the beginning of the Sefer until Ya'ar, there are almost 2,000 more of them than the second half of the Sefer. So it says the Chayra, it's not true.
There's little words
at the beginning. Or it may be in Yaakov. I knew it. It's in Yaakov. So that
So according, once he counted, he couldn't tell us what the middle word is?
So according to what he's saying, that in Yaakov has a gears of Isis, that would answer half of the deal, at least it says Isis. So it doesn't explain why he left out Teva. Okay? That's the Rishash. No, he doesn't let us know. You have to count for yourself. But Rav Yosef, Sofrek Rav Yosef, Vav de Gochoin, when it says Vav of Gochoin, is in the middle of the Sefer Torah. Bahai Gisa, Mahai Gisa, does it mean it's the last letter of the first half or the first letter of the second half?
It's an even number.
It's an odd number, and it's right in the middle.
So they told Rabbi Yosef, what are you asking? Bring up Sefer Torah and we'll count.
Me
loy Amar Rabba Barachano lo zozim bisham.
Too careful, I don't have time for this.
Me lo Amar Rabba Barachano lo zozim bisham ad shibiu Sefer Torah menoim. Then Rabba Barachano say that they didn't leave there until they brought the Sefer Torah and counted. So let's count. Amale, Rabbi Yosef said back to him, in Ubekiyah b'chaseres b'yaseiros. That was an earlier generation. I guess he's saying even Rabbi Bechana, according to the Machna, could be even Rabbi Bechana's generation is already included in this. But our generation, Rabbi Yosef says, it was one of the later Amorim, a later generation of Amorim. He says, we don't know what it counts. Anon loy b'ki'inon. Which, you know, once Rav Yosef says that, so I don't know why the Rishash is saying I counted and therefore I saw it's much more. I mean, unless the Rishash is assuming Tehillim is different. I mean, the Gemara says we don't know how to count the word. We don't know the proper way of counting.
Maybe that's why he says that.
Unless the Rishash meant we don't know how to count letters, but words we do know how to count.
There were 2,000, meaning, like, you could have just said, it's not right, but if it says 2,000, even if you're on Bucky,
that's what he meant to say.
You're way off.
It can't be on that off, Rishash is saying. Epsher. Or maybe, all you see from this Gemara is that we don't know how to count letters. You don't see from this Gemara necessarily that we don't know how to count words. Rishash was talking about words. So maybe he assumed, words we do know how to count. I was thinking about that, what you said also.
You're assuming words aren't missing.
Right, meaning letters, yeah, or they could be broken up different ways. Like, you know, when Chazal say letters, you know, an aleph has a vav and two yuds in it, right? So is that three letters or one letter? We understand, we read it as an aleph, but we don't know what, you know, chokhma is a cipher, we don't. So, okay, it could be, though, that words are different. That's giving me no gain in a second. Look at this next line. So you told him we don't count it. So listen to this now. Boy, Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Yosef asked a new question. Vizgalach, when we said Vizgalach is halfway through the Sefer Torah in words, Ma'igisa. Which side is it on? I'm sorry, Psukim. Vizgalach was Psukim. Does it mean it's the last pasuk of the first half or the first pasuk of the second half? What, at least that we can count psukim. I told him no. Psukinami loy bikinon. Even that we're not bikinim in. Tichiyosef Rav Akbar Ado Amar. He told us, but my Rav in Eretz Yisrael, pasuk the lai called the tasa. They split the following pasuk into three pasukim, the tasa pasuki. But Yoyim Hashem on Moshe, he neinu chibar lechabav ha'anon. Now, to Israel, they read that. That's three different pasukim.
Maybe it's all the Torah that you
can't. Yeah, maybe. That's what I was saying. It was one of the options that was... Yeah, that was one of the options we said. Maybe the Shash understood that it was different, or he understood that, or he meant, because 2000, I can't be that off, or he meant the third option was words are different than letters. That was the third option. But he told them, Sukkim also, we don't know how to count. Fine, very good. Now, Rav Yosef asked about middle of the Torah in letters and middle of the Torah in Pesukim. Why didn't Rav Yosef ask, where's the middle of the Torah in words? But there are two by Rav Yosefs. There's words, Pesukim, and letters. On the letters and the Pesukim, Rav Yosef asked, which side is it on? On the words, he never asked that. Why not? So I have written inside my Gemara. In Toitz's read, it says what we said before. Words are not a Shiloh. Words are not a Shiloh. Words, everyone broke up the same. We say like that, that's why Rav Yosef never asked the question. But there's another Teretz also you could say. Yosef says it because in words, it gave two words. Dorash, Dorash. So why is it giving two words? Why is it giving two words?
One's on the left side.
Oh,
the right
exactly.
Side.
Maybe I said understood. The Gemara already answered the question. Must be the first Darish is the last one of the first half, and the second Darish is the first one of the last half.
Maybe
so that's why I never asked the Shiloh.
The second one is the end of the first one, and the first one's the end of the
second. Very funny. So that, yeah, the question.
Yes.
Rav Yosef didn't ask by Tevis HaTorah. So you could say, one shot, Tevis is no Svekas. The Gemara says clearly, Pesukim, we don't know how to count. And letters we don't know how to count. After that, words we do know how to count. Like one of the options we said in the Rishash. Maybe there's other Rishash learned. And Toys is read, Taka says that. It says, words we know how to count. And that would explain Rabbi Yitzchak never asked that question. The other option is, Rabbi Yitzchak never asked that question because Darish Darash is two words. Obviously, why tell me two words? Why not one word? Obviously, you mean to say that that's the middle between Darish and Darash. And that's what the Atzmus Yosef, I think, says. Gebal. Tanu Rabbanon. Remember these two options, because it's going to be okay in a minute. Tanu Rabbanon. Chameshes, Allah, and Mishmoyne, Meyers, and Shmoyne, and Mishmoyne, Pesukim, Habu, Pesukim, Sefer Torah. There are 5,888 psukim in the Sefer Torah. Yes, I love Tehillim Shmoyne. There are eight more in Tehillim. Chasim Ere Divrei Yom Shmoyne. There are eight less in Divrei Yom. So in Tehillim there are 5,896. And in Divrei Yom there are 5,880, right. So, Zokhti Toysis Yishonim, which is the Toysis in parentheses. Yes, I love Tilim Shmaine. Tema. Da Korchak Bechumash Yesh Yoyser. Da Filim Yu Psuke Tilim Megimel Temas Bovad. Even if the Psuke Tilim, you want to break up Tilim. Okay, we say we don't know how to count Psukim, so let's give the benefit of the doubt. Every three words make a new Pasuk. Even then, he says, it doesn't come close to how many there is in Chumash. So you don't understand what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says there's 8 Pesukim more in Tehillim. So he says, first of all, there's not. And second of all, even if you wanted to take every three words and make a new Pasuk, there still wouldn't be more in Tehillim. Now, I just want to say one thing. What if he says every three words make a new Pasuk? What if he counted the words wrong? Maybe to you, maybe what you're calling three words, Chazal called eight words. What? Oh, so a raya the Tosfos Yeshanim held, like the Tosfos Rid I told you before, that in words we don't have a suffix. Because if we have suffix on words, his raya is not a raya. Remember, we had two pshatim why Rabbi Yitzchak never asked them Dorish Dorish. One is because words, we don't have a suffix, so you can count them and see for yourself. And one is because it said Dorish and Dorish. I see clear that the Torah says you're trying to how like the Torah is written. That you know to count words, because otherwise this kasha doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Okay, that's. Yeah, good. Question is, what about his kasha? What about his kasha? If he's right that we do know how to count words, and even if I broke up every three words into a new pasuk, till it would still be less, what's the word talking about? So we have to see the Marsha. I think you know where to find my shot. Masha, Daflamid, Gemara, Yeshalav, Tilim, Shmaina. The very first Masha, Daflamid. Bitoisus, Yishonim, Bitema. Yeah. Not yours, I guess.
Perhaps the first one on Daf Lam. Okay. I have like another 800 on Daf Lam. He's right. You see, it's a smaller print.
Oh, it's the first halachim. Oh, they put them together. It's a loch and a god. So it's the first halacha one. But in mind, the halacha and the gadar are separated out. Here's halacha, here's a gadar. No, in his.
First of all, the gadar.
You notice how you pointed out the
small
print, the larger print? Would you notice that?
Okay. Gemara has a dim. Betaitas and Shanim Vitema. Vitema. Da kocha bukhomesh yesh yoy zed apilam yipzuk of the other begin with David Babad. Ain't a kocha bukhomesh yesh bukhomesh ad kan lishoinoi. Zog the Masha Veloy Vanti Atmiyo. I don't understand this kasha. Kim the Masik Bechumish Nami Loy Bikinon. Since we say in Chumish we don't know how to count. Aim the Gimel Dal Psukim Dilon Bechumish. Uchad did you?
Ah, we can make it work. He holds you can make it work.
Yeah, just
you
like you're asking
kasha. Stretch that and no, stretch this.
Just like your whole kasha is coming from a place that you can take tilling and break it up into the maximum amount of psukim. And he says, and even then it'll be
right.
Less than chumash. So
other
chumash go faket, right? I take everything psukim, make them one. How do you know? We're admitting we're not picking out a count of psukim. So other rabbis, maybe in chumash, they had much less than we have. So Mila, what's your kasha? The Masha says. One second. No, problem with the Masha. Problem with the Masha. It's a very logical thing, but there's a problem with that. The problem is no, but count them psukim. There is there with them psukim. No, I'll tell you what the problem is with the Marsha, because the Brisa gives so many psukim darn chumash. The Brisa doesn't leave that up in the air. It says 5,888.
Yeah, but it says Marav. We took the. In Marav, they did it differently.
I understand. But the Torah terms asking on the Brisa. How could the Brisa say that there's 5,800 psukim in Chumash, even if I break up every three words until it's a new pasuk, which will be less than that? So Zok to Marsha, well, yeah, but maybe Chumash is broken up every three psukim to one pasuk. But that's only if I didn't tell you the number I'm dealing with. I'd already told you the number I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with 5,888. So Torah Yerushalayim is asking good. Practice Yerushalayim. If I take all the words into them, divide them by three, it's still less than that.
We have a number.
You can't get out of it. We have a number.
Have a
you
number.
Can't get out of it. Yeah.
So cash has to be on one of the
what
numbers.
What am I saying? Yeah.
Either the Chumash number or the Tehillim number.
Yeah. You can't stretch both. We have a number. So look, in the Teferis Shmuel, in the bottom of our Shah, he asks this. You see, there's always bays in Teferis Shmuel. You have a Teferis Shmuel. There's new ones. It's so
awesome. One?
Yeah. Bays, yeah, bays.
The
yeah, always bays. Them to devar v'lo yivanti atamiyo.
Not buried to Yisrael.
Tefer Shmuel ois beiz v'lo yivanti. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Right in the bottom of the marsha. Before the on top of the chof mishlam. Yeah. Zok tefer Shmuel v'lo yidak. See the marsha is not medaktik over here. Darmin on. Hey, I love him. B'tat pach psukim yesh b'toyra. It says the number. If you develop, lo yisvarekach, and go to marsha. If I take every one and stretch it out, if I take every three and combine them into one, it wouldn't be that number. It's clear that Tosfos Reader is asking. Tosfos Yerushalmi. V'chein nikshav Rav Yosi Mitrani. She says, I don't understand the Mashal's Teretz. It's really, it's a shtickle. I mean, when we read it, it was very convincing because in Svar, it's very geschmack. But if you plug it into the Gemara, he says, "V'yoyse nirali, the tefillim shalem ayu apsukim ktsarim oid harbei."
How could you get lower less than three words?
With the loik as far as Tosfos,
less than three words into a pasuk.
I don't know what he means.
Well, hold on. We're talking Torah or
tefillim.
Chumash?
Tefillim.
No, I know, but the words. He said, but he says that you could break up the words in Chumash.
No. Who? Tosfos Yerushalmi? No. Tefillin.
No, the Marsha says that what? That we're not Bucky's.
Yeah, but the Marsha we already asked. Yeah, the Marsha we already have it. We don't understand the Marsha.
No, I'm trying to.
Oh, you want to answer for the Marsha? How could you answer for the Marsha?
Because maybe there's a difference between when it says that there's that number of words in the Torah.
No, psukim.
Psukim, fine. Psukim, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Does that mean, what is Torah? Torah is just Chumash? Or is Torah is everything?
Yeah.
Is Torah
you're saying a different... Yeah, but now...
He says Chumash. He says Chumash back here.
So you're not saying the Mashal. You want to say a different Teretz altogether. You want to say a brand new Teretz. You want to say, I have a Teretz such as Yisrael's Kasha. The Braisa means... Tanakh. No, Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah means... I don't know if you could say that. Sefer Torah means Chumash. Chumash. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to answer at the end, make him even smaller. But that's his kash in the Marsha. That's his kash in the Marsha. That's a. We can't change the number in Chumash because it gave us a number in Chumash. But now look at the Rishash. Check out the Rishash. Hear me. There's a Rishash on this Tosfos Yerushalmi also. Let's see what happens. Let's see what he says.
I don't even know where the Rishash is.
Come on. By the quite bits of Mepharshim. Not by you. You guys still have the old version. I love that. Rishash has its own page. It's its own page. Not just on a list of. Yeah.
Hey!
Okay, put away the art scroll. Let's go. Zog to Rishash. Zog to Rishash. Different mask. Yes, sir. They ask on the Tosfos Yerushalmi. But Omar Shehemi, the Tevis, the Tilim, the Minyan, Umatun Yosem Yutas Elif. Okay, this is coming from a different angle then. It's not going to help us so much with the Masha. It's a different angle. He's saying they counted the words of Tilim and they came up with 19,000.
Words.
Vimtas and Gimel Tevis, Postik Echad, divide 19,000 by 3. Yal. It'll come out exactly. Really? 5,896? I mean, 90,000 is a round off, probably.
Six.
What's 5,896 times 3? It's around 19,000.
6,336.
Okay, but it's at least more than.
Yeah, divide 90,000 by 3, it's 6,333.
Right.
No, he says
that
we left over.
But I've already decided to go to Elif Gamma Meir Tevis with an additional 1,300 left over.
Exactly like
that. So it's much more. Taisi Shonim is saying if I divide all the letters into my 3, it's still less than Torah. It says Adarabba. It's about. If we divide each one by 3, it would be 1,300 more than Torah. And then that all divided by 3. So it could be exactly what the Gemara says. So what's Taisi Shonim asking? He's asking with Sias Kasha. He says, I don't understand the Taisi Shonim. According to the Cheshbon, that we counted, it's not true. V'anoichim atzosi v'chilipi gersois v'brochis ahad v'kamo rego v'zel ishoine. I found in the different gears of the modern brochis the following. V'yishgoyis in shmoines alopin neged psukei Torah. 8,000 neged psukei Torah. Haridahayu gersosim kan shmoines alopin. We found the gears of Masechus brochis was discussing rega, how long a rega is, how long Hashem gets mad for. You remember that Gemara with Bilam? So he found a gears over there that says 8,000 psukim in the Torah. Ubor adover shechin hoya gamken gears of the Torah. So Yishanim v'shaper tomu. B'meila, if the Torah Yishanim had that gears that it's 8,000, then it's very good what he's asking. Because it's taka much less. He says, how did we get to this mistake? The Chor, it was written by Gematria Ches Alofim. The Torah Matik, when they copied it into our Gemara, Me'aches Al Hey. They change it to Hey. Shekroy v'mimichtav Asa Chameishas. Because Hey looks like a Ches. And they turned it to 5,000 instead of 8,000. So Tzai Tishonim had the original Girsa, which is the Girsa in Brachas, which is the older Girsa, I guess. And the our Gemara, he's just saying, it's not shver to have a chiluk eger sois with a ches and a hey. You can hear how that happened. It's not so crazy. Achazar isi be'en Yaakov, he says he saw the girsa in Ein Yaakov by us, the Ein Yaakov by us, he says that's a girsa of ches, 8,000. Techeri be'min chashai, yeah, v'chulei v'chulei. So the base, he says, if you had the gears of 8,000, then
8,000 difference would kind of like jump off it, jump out at you, like, wait a minute.
It's like
something doesn't seem right.
What?
The different gears of between 8,000.
No, but I'm saying they didn't have
9,000 or 8,000.
No, they made a mistake in that. No, this is.
I know, but same.
Gears means copying it over. From hate to chess, it's much easier. It's a very easy mistake to make.
I know, but same. But if I'm copying something and I know it's like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right.
What doesn't sound right? How do you know it doesn't sound right?
I don't know.
We don't know how to count the psukim.
8,000, I don't know, 8,000, 5,000.
When you're copying something, it means you don't realize it. It means you don't realize that it says ches over here. You're just writing down, but you think you saw
it. But no one else is talking about it.
They had a secretary writing it down. It was a woman copy.
No one else seemed like, you know, get into it, so it seems like it's involved.
Yeah, yeah, but he's saying this. No, he's saying, Ein Yaakov by us also is a gears of ches. Yeah, that's what gears. I mean, listen, that's what gears. That's what it means when you have a different gears. It means there's some kind of mistake that went on. I'm just saying. He's saying it's a very easy mistake to make. I counting it. Anyway, we don't know how to count, so it can't be. You know, you're right. If we knew how to count, then we'd say, what? You know, something's off. You know, it's 3,000. But so he does say like this. According to Rishash, he's saying, listen. The cheshbon of the Yishonim, the Chorah, doesn't make sense unless you have the gears of ches. That's what he's saying. But this teretz of the mashal is still very shver. What does mashal mean to answer? I don't know. Interesting, right?
What about his understanding of truth, how they count?
Okay, we're up to the bottom, Ton Rabbonon. Vishinantim.
They also read a different story. They also got a different message. They got a deeper message, other messages that we don't see.
Yeah.
The issue is to show the Pierre Chachamim, they asked what he was going. He There was one specific Sefer Torah that counted.
But that one with the three pesukim. The other one that they used.
Yeah, it was like one specific Sefer Torah in Yerushalayim.
We're up to the bottom, Don Rabbanan. We're going to stop here on the next Gemara from Tana Rabbanon until the two dots. There's the bottom Toysos here. You saw it already? You guys saw it, the bottom Toysos, no, Altagam game? You saw it. Okay, so maybe Sunday we'll have a shtickle Seder before we go back there, because in the next, the last part of the Gemara, there's a Toysos Altagam game. And there's also Marsha and Asher gave a Shemali Tashposim to him. That line is a Marsha. But then,
me and my car speak.
So, why you want a big vacation? We can make a few days off.
You said when?
Yeah.
When are we making the
plans?
We
can do that.
My wife so far is thinking about it.
Why?